here and working, because you know what? Got to bring in a paycheck, don't you? That's how life goes. So, doing Dan's job for the next 5 days is going to be Quinton Cornegay. Quinton, say hello.
Hello, everybody.
All right,
there
we go.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Well, you know, I needed somebody to answer the phones because I can't do everything myself. All right, so this is what's going to happen, all right? I'm going to process that I am completely alone in this studio. Like, Frank and Tim are not here. I'm looking over. I'm supposed to see Dan. It's not. It's you, Quinton,
yes,
of course.
It is.
So, all right, this is how it's going to go. Obviously, for the next couple of days, we're going to be talking about a wide variety of things. During the 5 o'clock hour, though, I'm not going to even attempt to try and do a playhouse by myself. So during that hour, for the first one, from about 5 to about 5:30, that is going to be Playhouse Best Of. So don't worry, you're still going to be able to hear Frank and his wonderful voice. Now, before we carry on, I should tell you that traffic and weather was brought to you by Surf and Sirloin, located on Manchester Road eastbound, just west of the I-270 intersection in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. I like saying that, southwest quadrant. Surf and Sirloin has been open for 25 years and offers USDA prime ribeye, New York strip, and porterhouse, as well as outstanding seafood that is flown in fresh daily. You can make your reservation at Surf and Sirloin one of three ways. You can call 822-3637, that's 822-3637, or through the free Open Table app, or you can make a reservation online at surfandsirloin.com. All right, so that's pretty much all the preparation, Quinton, that I have done for the next few days, really. Like, I haven't, you know, I wanted to carry on Frank's way of doing this, which is we're not really going to talk before the show, you know. We kind of chatted a little bit, asked how each other's day was going.
Well, I didn't get to ask you. How's your day going?
My day's going pretty good, you know, not gonna lie. I got here before the rain started, which I guess I should kind of mention that there is a pretty heavy thunderstorm overhead right now in the Kirkwood area, and it looks like it's going to continue till about 5 o'clock. It's going to bring the high to about 92, and then overnight we're going to have some more isolated thunderstorms and showers. Going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 71. So that's the forecast for the rest of the day. All right, Quinton, right, we have this thing called the Burke segment, right?
Okay.
And that is basically anything that has happened to you in the last 24 hours and something you would specifically like to talk about, you now have that time to do so. And it's named the Burke segment because Frank had a history teacher, and that's what he did. You know, the first 15 minutes of every class, you could talk about whatever you want. At 3:15, the work began. So, is there anything you want to talk about?
I'm taking Spanish right now. I have my final tomorrow.
Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, wow, buddy. Okay.
Thank you.
So what does this Spanish test consist of?
Actually, all the chapters in which we've covered, it's an elementary, technically elementary level Spanish. It's 101.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
right.
So we're first four chapters of the book.
Okay. Right?
It was a summer class. It was 4 weeks. It was the start of June, and tomorrow is the last day.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So how would you say your Spanish speaking is?
Terrible right now. I can't speak
honesty.
It. I can't speak it right now, but I can understand if it's written out. I'm starting to read paragraphs. So.
All right. You know. Well, now since you've just told me that, I have a new assignment for you that
goodness.
You've got to do by the end of this show.
Okay.
All right. So you've got till about 5:50, and what I want you to do is learn how to say welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion, but you got to say that in Spanish.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
Okay.
All right. So you don't have to do it now.
Okay.
But I want to hear that before the end of the show.
Yes,
I took
sir.
Spanish in high school, and I was really quite passionate about it. I loved it, but I did high school in England. I got out at 16, and there are not really a lot of Spanish people over there, so I didn't use it, and now everything is gone. Like, I can say hello, mm-hmm. goodbye, and can I have a beer, please? That's it. That's what I got. So, all right, now, you're actually going to be giving us a sports update in a little bit, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I kind of ambushed Quinton this morning, He asked if he was still filling in for Dan. I said yes. And then I also asked him to do a 2-minute sports update. Because, you know what? Last time you were on here, you did the news. And it was pretty good. Not going to lie. You got some confidence to you. So now, I want you to do a sports update. But it's going to be less rigid. It's more casual. You don't have to say anything of importance. Like, the time is 3:16. Sports brought to you by Oxygen. Nothing like that, all right?
Yes,
I just want to hear your views on the sports, what's coming up, and all that interesting things. Now, to kick it off, I have to amend something that we talked about yesterday. Apparently, during Dan Buffer's segment, we were talking about a really kind of eccentric and out there actor called Crispin Glover. Quinton, have you ever seen the movie Back to the Future?
I have.
All right, so Crispin Glover is the guy who plays Marty's dad in that. All right,
okay.
So that's Crispin Glover. He's kind of eccentric.
Yes.
But yesterday we were talking about how he went on the Johnny Carson show. He tried to kick Johnny Carson, and then he got kicked off. And I got a bunch of messages over Facebook and emails saying that that was wrong and that we are all
idiots.
So, we are all idiots, I should say. So, that was wrong, and I apologize because, as you know, we have a commitment to accuracy on this TV show. And Mr. Glover, the eccentric actor that he is, actually tried to kick David Letterman. And then, of course, David Letterman went to break. He came back and Crispin Glover was no longer on the show. So there we go. I've cleared that up. And now I feel better. I feel like a weight has been lifted. You know, I don't like being wrong. When Frank is out of town, we're representing for him. I know Frank hates it when he's wrong. So we've cleared that up. All right. Now, the phone lines are open. Please, for the love of God, call up because I'm already out of things to talk about. The phone numbers are 314-621-0590 or 0590. And then, of course, we have 855-282-8255. Now, the days are going to remain the same. On Wednesday, like today, we're still going to be talking to Dr. Doug in a little bit in the 4 o'clock hour. He's going to help you with all your pet questions. We're going to be mixing it up, though, because instead of speaking with Johnny Longduff, right, we're going to be speaking with a manager at his dealership called Mark. So Mark is actually, this is going to be his first time doing a radio interview.
Wow.
So I know,
nice.
I was kind of like, you know, looking, I was kind of hoping that I would be able to talk to Johnny later and just be like, hey, man, help me out. Like, talk for half an hour. What's going on? But we don't have that, so, you know, fun stuff.
Okay.
Now, Norman, if you are out there with your kazoo, mate, please call up and talk to me. I will happily listen to your kazoo. Any song you want to play, bring it on. And believe it or not, there's actually a couple of people have texted that over and asked to hear Norm. So, Norm, if you're out there, mate, we would love to hear from you. Also, Blind Bob. Oh, Mike, that quite is a storm overhead. If you're out there driving, please be safe, all right? It is not too fun out there on the roads, I can imagine, and you're always going to have that person who likes to drive with their windshield wipers on and not their headlights. That's a rule. It bugs me. Windshield wipers on, put your headlights on.
That's right.
There you go. And that's all I've got. That really is all I've got. Quinton, tell us about yourself. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's going on, man?
Well, 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Millennial. Lover of sports, of all sports. We actually have a caller in right now.
Yeah, so don't go throwing that millennial thing out too much.
I know.
That could backfire. All right, sure. Go ahead and answer the phone because you never know who it might be from. Now, next week, I should get back to Thursday because I was telling you what's going on in the days. I'm a little bit like, whoa, out of sorts. I've never had this much free reign to talk before, so I guess I need to take a deep breath. Let's focus. On Thursday, we're going to be just doing your regular show, pretty much opening up at 3 o'clock, you know, just doing what we're doing right now, conversating, chatting, enjoying it. And then we're going to be answering all your legal questions and helping you out with any legal issues you might have with Scott Sherman. Next week, it's going to be the same, although, unfortunately, Josh Bauman is apparently in Vegas next Monday. You know, that'll be fun. He's still going to be on the phone, so we can still help you with questions, just not as much. All right, so who is this? We've got Don on the phone. And, oh, look at that. You've written me a little message underneath the name. Wow. So, Don, taking some time from our show to talk about the traffic in STL. I think that's a fantastic idea because I've got nothing else to talk about. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. I'm sure Frank appreciates it.
Limey, I'm a truck driver.
All right.
And I run from St. Louis down to Cape Girardeau every day.
Oh, man.
And I'm on my way back. I listen to you guys on the app in the afternoons. Look forward to it. I'm on 270 at, I think I'm at Limay Ferry.
Okay.
But I can't tell.
Right.
Because it's raining so hard.
Oh, man.
And we're doing like 10 miles an hour.
Right. Trying to get over the JB Bridge right now?
No, actually, I'm going north, trying to get up into Earth City. And we can't see out here at all.
Man.
Even as a truck driver?
Even as a truck driver, I'm sitting higher than everybody else. Right. Of course, you know, I'm looking at the phone and texting, too, but that's beside the point.
I'm sure you are, Don. I'm sure you are. Yeah, right. Safety first.
Okay. Oh, yeah, by all means. I'll text that to you here in a minute.
Yeah. Well, man, be safe out there, obviously, because I know that, you know, when you see a truck going that slow, you kind of like to jump in before, because, you know, when you've got traffic backed up that badly, a car in front of a truck can take off a lot quicker. So,
right. And they are able to stop a lot quicker.
That's a lot true.
But now I'm beginning to hear hail on the truck, too.
Oh, man, wow. No. That is not good. My new car is outside. Now you say...
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, what you going to do, eh? It's life.
Go to Johnny Landoff and get it fixed.
There you go.
There you go. Mention the sponsors. I appreciate that. Well, man, so you drive down to Cape Girardeau there and back. Like, how long does it take you to get down there? Do you just do the one run a day?
Oh, no. Actually, I go down to Cape Girardeau every day. And on Wednesdays, I go further down to a little small town called Caruthersville, which is actually about 10 miles, 20 miles north of Arkansas line.
Wow. Whoa.
And
right. Wait
I do that. I just love it. I do that every day. I have a great time doing it. I listen to audiobooks during the day until 3 o'clock when I, you know, turn on the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon. And life is good. I don't have to deal with any of the office politics. The wife calls every once in a while, but you know, I can get by with that.
So what exactly?
That, it's a great life.
What are you hauling all that stuff? You don't have to tell me the company you work for, but what do you haul? Like, what you got in the back there?
Well, we pick up, or I'll deliver air conditioning units to your air conditioning companies down there. Pipe, you know, electrical components.
So pretty much industrial stuff.
Right, and occasionally, for today, like today, for example, I delivered a couch to a guy who had ordered it from Walmart.
Oh, all right. There you are.
So, you know, we'll take anything.
Awesome. Well, I got to say, I do feel bad for you truck drivers, because you guys kind of get a bad rap when it comes to traffic jams and being stuck on the highway and all that. Because, you know, as you said, you can't really stop as fast as a small car. You can't pick up. I mean, if you're going, how many gears does it take you to get from a complete stop to at least, I don't know, 20, 25 miles an hour?
Probably about 5 different gears.
Whoa! Wow. 5 gears? All right, I didn't realize it was going to be that, but gee, okay, wow.
It can get pretty hairy.
Yeah, you do.
And trying to stop these things is not easy, especially in the rain.
All right, well, how many gears? Because now I'm I want to learn some stuff about truckers. Like, I love big trucks. We don't really have as big of trucks over in England. We have little lorries, and they're just not as fancy, you know, like that big Mack truck. But how many gears does your truck have?
Mine, well, I got a small little old box truck, so mine only had 6. And I got to admit, mine, it's an automatic transmission, but that's because I've gotten lazy. Now, I have driven some over the road years and years ago that had as many as 13 gears.
Oh, man. Whoa.
And those were not automatic, so it was a job. I hated driving in the city.
I didn't even know they made automatic trucks. That's kind of a pretty revolutionary idea. How long have they been going for?
Even your long semis nowadays, the newer ones, are automatic transmissions.
Wow.
So.
All right. Now, give me your honest opinion here, because you've been pretty honest so far. What do you think about all these companies out there trying to get driverless trucks going out?
It's scares me to death.
Yeah, same here, tell you the truth. Same here.
You know, you have to, there's got to be some kind of human, I mean, I'm all up for computers and what have you, but
sure.
There's got to be some kind of emotion or I don't humanity
right.
behind it.
Well, you've got to be able to make that call,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and the only way I can think about it, because you've got Teslas out there now and all that, which I've got a fun thing about Teslas I'm going to be talking about tomorrow. But they've got that that radar and stuff like that that lets them know when they're coming to the end of the road, lets them know if there's a car in front. So I'm guessing it's running along the same technology as that. But as you say yourself, you've got to just have that, I don't know, the lack of human intuition in play, that just kind of makes me feel a little uneasy.
Well, you know, we have on our trucks radar, you know, like you're speaking about, and it's pretty much the same. The cruise control is the same on the newer cars. If it sees a car, it will slow down and match the speed,
mm-hmm.
which I find to be aggravating for me because I need to keep as much speed as I can to get to the top of the hill
right.
before I make everybody else behind me mad.
Right.
You know, so I don't particularly care for that, and I can't shut it off. Without shutting off the entire cruise control system, but you know, every job has its things you don't like about it.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, me is mainly the people that I work with, you know, but they're okay. They're just in Europe right now.
I mean, you could be in Europe right now.
Like, oh yeah, I know. I could.
They might be
Europe,
listening on the app.
They might be, and I really hope they're not. I really hope they're not. You know, I know my dad is out there listening. I'll tell you, that's what makes me the most nervous right now, is I know my dad is listening.
Same.
That makes me. That's just racking my nerves.
Yes.
Like I'm on my own. My dad's listening. Crap.
Oh, he's probably laughing.
Here's hoping, Don. Well, thank you very much for calling up, mate. Honestly, I really wish I had some more questions for you, and I guarantee you the second you hang up, I'm going to have a bunch more. But thank you for calling, sir.
Not a problem. I'll be listening for a while. Just ask me to call back if you need.
I will do, John. I will do, mate. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye now.
Oh, man. See, truckers get a lot of bad rap, as I said earlier, and I don't think we really realize that when it comes to, you know, pretty much everything that's in a store, whether it's clothes, TVs, electronics, food, everything, I mean, very rarely that is brought to you by somebody in a van. At some point, it might be delivered in a van to somebody else's mm-hmm. house, but all those truckers, they're all bringing it to the one place, you know? I mean, oh boy. I mean, pretty much everything relies on them when it comes to transporting of materials and goods and stuff like
definitely.
That. All right, so that, we've got that out of the way with. Now, this is something that me and Quinton were looking at earlier before the show, right? And I would like to call BS on it because it's just, meh, I don't know. This is the news story that was posted on metro.co.uk earlier today. I saw it on Facebook, and apparently it's doing its rounds on some other news sites across the world. And this is the news story as it was printed. I'm going to read to you as such. A missing man has been described as a talking mummy after being pulled from the brink of death. Now, the sound effect isn't in the story. I just added that for extra flair. Now, apparently he's named only as Alexander. He was discovered by hunting dogs in a bear's den after he vanished in a remote region of Russia. So instantly, there's the first red flag that this story is fake because it's out of Russia. All right? Like, let's be honest. We all know why Russia is doubtful when it comes to information
yes.
and real news. So I continue. He has been rushed to the hospital suffering from a broken spine after fighting the bear. According to local reports, he told them that he had survived the attack when the bear overpowered him and that he drank his own wee to survive. Now, this is where it gets weird. He says that the bear preserved him as food for later. Like, he attacked the guy, mm-hmm. overpowered him, mm-hmm. and then took him back to his den to eat at a later date because everybody likes midnight leftovers. Now, so the dogs found the hunters, and then the hunters thought that he was dead. And I've seen pictures of this guy, And he looks really skinny. He does look like a skeleton, and he's covered in dirt. And, I mean, there could be some...
See, that's a second red flag.
What?
You think there's pictures? You think they would release pictures
right?
of this?
Well, because, like, all right. There are always going to be some embarrassing pictures, but who's to say that he didn't just go out, get drunk, and fall into a hole, and he's just covered in mud, and now this news story has come up about it. And this is, this was according to EA Daily. I have no idea what kind of news source that is. I'm guessing it's a Russian news source, but there are hospital videos show a bearded man opening his eyes and confirming his first name. So, I would like to call BS on this story. I don't think it is real. Now, you said off air that you found another story, correct?
Yes, very similar to everything you just said, except that this man was a woman, age 55, in Russia.
Then I think you can just say it wasn't a man.
It wasn't a man. This man was a woman.
This man was a woman.
According to BBC News. So, a little more trustworthy website.
A little more reputable. Yeah. I mean, I can't exactly knock BBC, can
I? Right, you know. But, so the reports about taking this man, or this woman, to the den and saving them for later is actually what bears do.
Really?
Yes, they will take their, what they think is dead, back to their den. They will try to bury them underneath the ground, and then they will save them for later. So, the rescuers, reported that, or the Siberian Times reported that they found post office worker Miss Pasternak after noticing her bloodied hand protruding from underneath a pile of undergrowth. So she was in a den.
Whoa.
She was buried underneath the ground.
Whoa.
And she was still conscious.
And she was still alive.
Yes.
Well, all right then. I'm gonna say my doubt then has gone down to from 100% to, I'd say, a good 70%.
Yeah,
so that's kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah.
I never really realized that bears stored their food. I figured that they would just hibernate and sleep and then wake up and go hunting, but that kind of, that makes a little sense.
But there is a reason as to, or a possibility as to why the bear might have done that in Russia. So there's a lot of nets, I guess, going out into the rivers where the bears feast.
Okay.
And since with all these nets getting all these fish, less supplies, you know, less shortage of food. So.
Less for the bear. That is pretty much most of the big food source for them. They like to eat fish from a river. Okay. So they're saying that there's like overfishing or something like that in Russia. So then now they're going after.
So the bear's just looking for food, found the woman.
And it's taking people.
Attacked the woman.
See, that right there is food for thought, considering a black bear was spotted in Eureka about 6 weeks or a month ago, got into a church somehow. Oh, you didn't hear about that?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
This was out in Tim's neck of the woods, right, because he lives out in Eureka. There was this bear that obviously was in the area, managed to find its way inside of a church, and it was only a little bear. It was only like, you know, a cub. Well, I say little. It was still a good 100 pounds or so. And, this poor little guy was stuck inside of a church, and they tranquilized him and got him out to safety. So good for him.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been us talking for about 25 minutes. I think it would be a smart idea to take a look at traffic. But again, as I said earlier, there is quite some heavy rainfall throughout the area with some decent thunder and lightning. I'm not going to lie. So a quick look at your forecast. Those showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue till about 5 o'clock. Then we might get a bit of a break. You know, we're still looking at a 60% chance of precipitation, if anybody knows what that means. I don't. Then it's going to be mostly cloudy. And tonight it's going to be kind of on and off. Thunderstorms and showers throughout the St. Louis area, the entire St. Louis area, till about 8 o'clock with the low getting down to 71. So, all right, that's it. That's all I got. Quinton, take us to traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by Lowe's. A severe thunderstorm warning, including the city of St. Louis, until 4 p.m. If your commute takes you on 44, some good news. Tomorrow at 2 p.m., all lanes will reopen westbound 44 Shrewsbury by 7 p.m. All lanes will reopen eastbound. You can expect rain volume across most of the areas to the west this afternoon. The good news is no accidents or stalls. Pros do it right to save 5% more on eligible purchases every day just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to approval. Cannot be combined with other offers. Exclusions apply. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
It's not summer grilling season until you hear the sizzle of quality Hatfield pork hit the grill while friends and family anxiously await their first serving. That's because Hatfield comes from pork experts who deliver easy-to-prepare varieties of deliciously marinated tenderloins, loin fillets, chops, and ribs. They come with a pledge to quality right on the package. And once they get a taste, everyone will be back for seconds. Get the pork that makes grilling more interesting at Schnucks and visit simplyhatfield.com for more info.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hi there, Frank O'Pinion. In Europe at the moment, that sounds so strange to say that because I've never been there till now. First Community Credit Union. A couple of things that I want you not to forget while we're gone. One, home improvement project, like put in a pool, build a new deck, landscaping, you get the idea, Four Seasons room, whatever. Don't have the cash? First Community Credit Union has an answer to that, has a solution for that. It's called Home Equity Line of Credit. Look into it because it's the smart way to borrow money to add to something to your house to make it more livable, more valuable, more enjoyable. So don't forget about that. Home Equity Line of Credit, First Community Credit Union. Okay, got a wedding coming up? Wedding loan, First Community Credit Union. Got your eye on a new motorcycle, a new boat, car, First Community Credit Union. So basically, it comes down to this. It's a great place to bank, and all the things you do at any traditional sort of bank, you can do at First Community Credit Union. We just think they do it better, we meaning the members. So why don't you join us and become a member? It's not a big deal. It's not hard to do. You close your accounts at your bank and go, hey, I'm out of here. I am going to become a member of First Community Credit Union. We'd love to have you. Over 40 locations, number one, well, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Number one in that respect and lots of other respects. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I tell you, it's nice to hear his voice. I'm glad he recorded those commercials.
Yes.
You know, it just would have been just weird. All right, so I looked online, and I've got some bear facts for you. Or actually, will you say bear for me in American so I can copy it?
Bear.
Bear. Okay, so I've got some bear facts. All right? I don't know. Words that end in R for me just don't sound, they just sound weird, you know? So, all right, now. Earlier, I said I wanted to hear a sportscast from you, all right? Yes. At least 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I believe that is your chance. Now, get the mic in close in front of your mouth so we can hear like they properly. Perfect. All right, so I'm going to sit back and relax for 2 minutes,
probably
go to the bathroom. Take it away, sir.
All right. Well, St. Louis, your Cardinals fell to 40-38 after losing 7-3 last night.
Hang on a second. Can I interrupt you there?
Yes, sir.
I just thought of a great idea. I'm going to give you a sports theme. Right?
Okay.
And then as it slowly fades out, that's when you can come in. All right. So I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh.
But, all right. So here you go. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Quinton sports theme.
Good afternoon, peeps. The St. Louis Cardinals fell to 40-38 after losing 7-3 last night in the first of a two-game series with the Oakland Athletics. Adam Wainwright starts on the mound tonight as he is opposed by Daniel Megden, a right-hander posting a 5.09 ERA in only five appearances this year. With the win tonight and a loss by both Colorado and Philly, the Cardinals will obtain the second NL wildcard spot. The NHL has released the schedule for the upcoming season, and your 2019 Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues will raise their banner October 2nd as they open against the 2018 Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals. Other notable games include an October 26th rematch of the Stanley Cup Finals as St. Louis travels to Boston for their first of two games. They won't see each other again until April 2nd when Boston comes into town with only one game remaining. The St. Louis Blues will have two home-and-home series games, first against Nashville, November 23rd and the 25th, and then with the Winnipeg Jets, December 27th and the 29th. Also, don't forget the 2020 All-Star Weekend will be hosted by the home of your Stanley Cup champions at Enterprise Center. The U.S. Women's National Team will play their quarterfinals World Cup match versus France this Friday at 2 p.m. Winner of this match will go on to the semifinals and play the winner between Norway and England. Kevin Durant declines his $31.5 million player option to become a free agent. Looking forward to an insane NBA offseason. And that, my friends, has been your sports update.
All right, give it up. Way to go. That was really well done.
I don't
done.
Think that was 2 minutes. I doubt that was even 1 minute.
Well,
was
you know
even
what?
A minute?
It got the. I wasn't paying attention to the time I was listening to it, but it sounded good. It sounded flow. I like that. So you should say that. Use it for a demo. That's radio speak.
Yay.
You know, so save that and keep it on you. All right. Now, actually, when you're talking about the World Cup, that is one thing that I'm a little bit nervous about, because if America beats France, they go through. England beats Norway, which I really hope they will do. It is going to be England and America.
Yes.
So I've kind of got a route for both teams, really. So I don't really know. I guess I'm okay.
Okay. So I think there's a way to settle this.
How?
How long have you lived in the States?
I've lived in the States for a total of 16 years of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, so right?
Longer in London, then.
Yeah, longer in London. I lived there. Well, Birmingham, actually. Okay. 19 years.
You know, that's us Americans
I know,
here.
I know.
We think England, London.
Yeah, right. England and London is just one place. I get
that's
that all
right.
the time. So, I don't know. You know, I'd like to see Norway go down. Obviously, I'd love to see France go down,
yes.
because that is going to be a real tough challenge for the United States team. Spain gave them a pretty good run for their money the other day, and thankfully they got those two penalties, which it saved them. It saved them and that game.
Yeah.
So
they couldn't put the ball in the net, not at all.
They were just, I don't know, man. Like the Spanish team, their defense was aggressive.
Yes.
They were not messing around. This is the knockout round, so this is when it's the best of the best of every group. So and Spain, they've been playing soccer for decades. Absolutely decades. But then, of course, you know, they're messing with the Americans. You don't do that, because obviously we exceed everything that we do. Right. Now, obviously, I know you're out there. You're very excited. And you want to hear about these bear facts that I talked about. How was that? It sounded really authentic,
didn't
it?
Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Authentic. Thank you. I'm working on that. You watch Frank's getting about 15 emails now saying, his English accent slipped. He's faking it. That liar. All right, so here are your bear facts. Black bears can run at a speed of up to 35 miles an hour. Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think I have a chance.
No, absolutely not. Baloo, the bear from the Jungle Book, his species is actually a sloth bear. I never knew that. I just assumed he was a bear. They apparently have, most bears, I should say, no paraphrasing, have 42 teeth in their mouth. Fantastic. And grizzly bears can remember the faces of other bears. Now, how do they know that? What science experiment or what zookeeper or someone out there was like, oh, wow, look at that. He remembered his mate. How do you know that a grizzly bear can remember the face of another bear? They're just bears, you know? They might not be, as far as I can tell, you're going to have different sizes of bears and all that stuff, but you're not going to have, ones who are like, oh, who's that over there? Oh, it's Mitch. All right, cool, right. Well, Mitch the bear is over there. Nice. How are they going to, I don't know. I don't really get that, but there you go. So there is a total, at least 600,000 black bears in North America, which that does shock me a little bit. Kind of explains why we're seeing them more in this area, because I never thought you'd see them in this area. Look at that. We've got... Is this the person's name, the caller?
I try to spell it out as well as
Big Neek. All right. Big Neek, you're on the phone. How you doing? Thank you so much for calling.
Blimey, it's Big Nate.
That's what I thought, Big Nate.
Nate.
How you doing? Yeah, Big Nate makes perfect sense. Hey, man, he's filling in for Dan, you know, and he is holding that down. Dan misspells all the time. Big Nate, how are you, sir?
You guys are doing a good show today. I hope Sebastian likes the show,
yeah.
Even though the gang's all gone.
Oh, I bet I'm going to get some hate messages later, but, you know, I'll do the best I can with what I got, and what I've got is sadly just me.
And just keep up the good work.
All right. Well, Big Nate, thank you very much, mate.
You.
How's your day been out there? You staying safe?
Doing all right. So.
All right. Good. I'm glad.
Hey, when do you find out if it's a boy or girl, Blimey?
I haven't got a clue, mate, to tell you the truth. I have not, my honest opinion, I have not got a clue. I really wish I could answer that question. Boy, do I wish I could answer
that. Are you going to have a reveal party?
Yeah. Well, Quinton, you're,
he's a little out of the loop.
Yeah, he's
you know
a little
I
out
am.
Of the loop.
Come on now.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I'm probably going to have a gender
yeah,
reveal
there
party.
We go.
And that's when I'm going to find out, buddy. Excellent. No, I don't know. Honestly, Big Nate, I really wish, mate, that I could answer that for you. But I put my foot in my mouth far too many times, and it kind of bit me in the... in the rear end, and I don't know. Hopefully she'll talk to me soon, but I honestly, and I know a lot of people say this, honestly, I'm not really that bothered about what it's going to be, you know? I mean, I'm just excited about being a dad and teaching a little kid, you know, how to play catch, how to climb trees, you know? It's, yeah.
And how to do radio.
Exactly, you know? I mean, they're going to be great. It could be the next Howard Stern or... Howina Stern. I don't know the female version of the Howard name. I haven't got a clue about that. But yeah, so...
Well, you guys have a great day.
All right, thanks a lot, Big Nate. Thank you for calling in, sir. I greatly appreciate it. All right, so there was Big Neek. What a nice guy, eh? Nice. What a nice guy
yes.
calling up. All right, back to bear facts. now, this one says here, the largest recorded polar bear.
Right.
The largest recorded polar bear weighed around 1,002 kilograms. Well, we don't use the metric system over here. So that is basically 2,209 pounds. That is 200 pounds over a ton.
Yes.
And that is pretty amazing. I actually went to go and... I took my dad to the zoo because my dad is actually in town until July 5th,
okay.
right? And, yeah, took him to the zoo the other day. Wanted to go see the new grizzly bear exhibit and the polar bear exhibit. And it's just really quite amazing. Have you been to the bear exhibit in the St. Louis Zoo?
Is it new?
The polar bear exhibit...
New? I don't think it is fairly new.
It's not really, really
no,
new.
It's about...
I'd say maybe a year and a half, two years.
Then it's been open.
Okay.
I have not seen it.
Well, you need to go down there because, as always, and I will promote this until the day I die. The St. Louis Zoo is free,
yes.
so you can just walk in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great day out with the family and the kids. And the grizzly bear exhibit. If you come in, I think it's the south egg. Entrance. Oh boy, I just burped there. That's great radio right there. You come in, and then it's just to the left of the door, and it really is quite something. And then there's the grizzly bear exhibit, and you go down, you've got this giant polar bear, which I really wish I could remember his name, because I know it's a him, but, what are you gonna do? And it's just, when I went with my dad, we were lucky, the polar bear was swimming in the pool, and this thing is just monstrous.
Yeah.
Standing up on its hind legs, and it's easily like 8-9 feet tall. It just really, I don't know, just kind of puts things into perspective, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We as humans, we see ourselves as the top of the food chain. It was a little bit humbling seeing this giant creature a few feet away from me, so... It was nice. I recommend it, mate. And it actually works as a good place to take a date because then you can talk about the animals and you can be like, you know, appear to be sincere and caring, whereas educated. Like, that's been helpful to me quite a few times.
The reason why I'm taking Spanish.
There you go, buddy. Yeah. The language of love.
That's right.
I know most people say it's French, but it's not. It's Spanish. All right. Now let's go to some more bear facts because I've got about 9 minutes to do this. We got 9 minutes to fill, you know.
Wow.
So tomorrow you better come with an interesting Burke segment All right. You better.
I will.
Like, I'm now tasking that to you. You've got to do something interesting within the next 24 hours. Mm. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
We have tons of cranes out here. Let's see what I can
good
do.
Good to know. All right. Now, this one is, you should know by now that bears are good at climbing and swimming. Mm-hmm. Like, if a bear is ever chasing you and you think, ooh, I'm going to climb a tree, I'll be safe. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. So wrong. You will die because the bear will chase you up the tree. And it's absolutely true. Bears sleep more in the winter. That's a kind of an obvious fact because hibernation, mm-hmm. I think everybody knows that. A polar bear, this is kind of amazing, can swim up to 100 miles without resting.
Wow.
Hmm. Right? Hmm. A koala bear is not actually a bear. And do me a favor, pull that up on Wikipedia and figure out what it is. Because I know they call koalas marsupials, I think. But I always assumed that it was just a very, very small bear. So I'd like to understand what is classed as a bear and what is not. Unlike many mammals, bears can see in color. Well, that's, I mean, how do you know that? I have no idea. Do they pick their favorite color or something? I don't, you know, that doesn't mean anything. The brown bear is the national animal of Finland. So that's a thing. That's cool, I guess. And that's about as many bear facts as I really want to talk about, to tell you the truth. I'm boring myself to sleep. So what is like the difference between a koala bear and an actual bear? Why are they not the same thing? Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well.
Discovered that yet?
Yeah, well, they are considered a marsupial.
Thank you. So I'm smart. I'm correct. Intelligent.
There you go.
There we go.
And then my best guess, I mean, they weigh up to 33 pounds.
Really?
I mean, yeah, they're not heavy.
Pretty heavy.
They're talking about baby bears.
Now, I know some horrible facts about koalas out there in Australia, mm-hmm. which is a bit unfortunate, but you know, most of them are, you know, kind of, I don't really know how else to say this, most of them have STDs, right?
Wow.
I know, that requires a... there you go, yeah. How they got it, I have no clue, but apparently chlamydia is running rampant through the koala bear population in Australia. Don't believe me? Google it. Check it out. It's there. And it is bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. All right, so next hour, obviously, we are going to be talking to Dr. Doug. I'm going to be answering all your pet questions. And yesterday I made a joke about doing a pest control hour because I used to work in pest control. I've got about 4 years of experience doing that and pretty much handled everything from wasps to squirrels, raccoons, possums, you name it. Even found a dog once. That was fun. Yeah, I was out in Ladue and I'm doing this. I'm spraying the perimeter of some house. And this giant dog, what I can only, like a cross between a Great Dane and a Bull Mastiff,
wow.
just came up and just sat right down next to me. So I thought nothing of it. I thought it was the owner's dog. And then 5 minutes later, the owner comes out and I was like, you know, hey, is this your dog? I was like, okay, nope. So we figured out. I ended up having to call the Ladue police because I had to leave. Like I had another appointment. I'm like, right. Hey, don't really have an emergency going on here right now, but I've got this... dog the size of a horse just wandering around. So thankfully they sent out a cop. He came and picked up the dog, and as far as I know, the dog went happy home, safe and sound.
Good.
So there you
good,
go
good,
but yeah
good.
I don't know, I think I might do that. If you have any pest control let me let my mouth work, there we go. If you have any pest control questions, then like, you know, send them to me, and if we get enough and I get a decent amount of feedback, then I might do something like that on a Monday or Tuesday. But there's no point in me saying, hey, call in with all your great pest control questions and then nothing, you know, and then I just look like a schmuck on it, you know. That's the last thing I want. God, I tell you. And thank you. Somebody just messaged over that apparently there's a bear. Well, the word bear in the gay community has a different meaning. So, all right. Well, thank you for the heads up there on that one. I was unaware of that. And that's just something I'll add to my knowledge of bears. All right. So what we're going to be talking about during the 5 o'clock hour, because, you know, we do the Playhouse. And as I said earlier, I'm not even going to attempt to do that by myself. I want nothing to do with that at all. Like, no, not doing that. But we're going to be talking about this thing recently come out of Japan, right? And it is a device, is really all I can say, that dads can wear that, well, allows them to breastfeed their babies, or, you know, simulate breastfeeding their babies, so it's not too crazy. Like, have you ever seen Meet the Parents, the second one with Robert De Niro? He has that weird kind of like baby contraption and the fake boob and all that.
Exactly.
That is
almost.
That's pretty much what it is. So we're gonna be talking about that, exactly why it exists, because I mean, I don't know. Like, I've had to bottle feed babies before. So you're like, you know, you hold them in your one arm. And then you feed him with the other arm. Like, is this device supposed to allow you the ability to have both your arms? I don't know. All right, so we're going to figure it out. And Quinton, what I would like you to do is pull up the story online so I'm not faking it, and then also give me some feedback on what you think that's going to be. So that's going to be in the 5 o'clock hour. I do have some other things to talk about throughout the week, but I kind of want to save them. Like, right now, I just kind of like to ramble on for the next 3 minutes until it's time to go to the top of the hour, instead of just kind of burning through all of my stuff. But the, I don't know, man, a whole guy getting abducted by a bear and, like, stuck in his thing. I mean, broke his spine, which, yeah, that kind of explain why it's not easy to get away from a bear. But do you know, I mean, have you ever seen a bear attack victim?
A bear attack? I think I've seen one.
Like, there are videos of it up on YouTube.
And I can't even stand to watch videos like that.
This, it makes you feel queasy, yes, but it happens. You
yes,
know,
it
these
does.
Giant monsters, well, no, they're not really monsters, that's a horrible word to say, but these giant creatures, I mean, every now and again, if you get in their area, you're down.
Yes.
Like, just, and I don't even know what you're supposed to do. They used to say, play dead if one's getting ready to attack you, because apparently they don't like eating dead meat or whatever. So, but what if that doesn't work? You know, I mean, do you just run? Do you charge at it? Like, what are you supposed to do? You know, I don't get that. So, but if you ever see one, I don't know, man, I would say bend over and kiss yourself goodbye, really. You know, I don't know if I can say that word on air, but we'll see. All right. This is still just interesting. Thank you for the listeners out there tolerating this, because I can understand this has got to be weird for you. You know, you used to so much, well, the new show that it is now with Dan, Tim, Frank, and myself, and all of a sudden, it's just me and Quinton, you know? So, we have a call. Thank you, Jesus. Now I can pass maybe the next 2 minutes, get me to the top of the hour and news. Hello, Marv, what's going on?
Well, you know, I hear you talk a lot about what happened back in this time and that time, but I never know whether you were in America or in England. So, if you would tell me, you were born in what year?
I was born in 1984.
84.
Yeah.
And then you went to England at the age of what?
I moved to England in 1987 at the age of 3. I was born in St. Louis at Barnes Hospital, believe it or not. I'm a local boy.
Okay, and then you were in England, you said 16 years?
19 years I lived there. I lived there from I lived there from 3 until the age of 22. And it's a little bit kind 22. Of a, it's a funny story. It's almost like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air story. Like, I got into a fight, a guy broke my arm, and then my mom kind of panicked and was like, you need to come move over here now. So I did, but we can get into that story a little bit later. But yeah, some guy tried to hit me over the head with a metal pole.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
nice people.
Yeah.
So you went to, you had all your high school, you did all that elementary, secondary education over there then.
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's, now I got a better idea when you talk about what happened. You know, Frank's always talking about things that happened in an earlier age, and then you, you know, I'll be able to more readily identify with what you were age. So, Hey, good luck to you. To just relax and, you know, just go with it. I think you're going to do fine, and I'll be listening. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much, Marv. Thank you very much indeed. If I can, I don't think I could actually be any more chill at this point. Like, I am slightly, I was a little bit daunted about what was coming up, but hey, you know, the first hour is done. I've only got another 5 days of this. Like, bring it on, man. Bring it on. All right, so coming up, we've got a look at the national news. Then we're going to come in with traffic. I can just imagine that the traffic report, though, is just going to be bad. Let's face it. It's rush hour traffic. It's raining. You probably want to stay away from the highways if you can. But yeah, that's about it. Then we're also going to be talking with Mark, a manager at the Johnny Landoff dealership, and then Dr. Doug. So stay tuned. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Two different versions of a bill with billions of dollars for humanitarian aid for migrants at the southern border have passed in Congress, with the Senate approving its measure this afternoon. The Senate and House will try to work out a compromise before the 4th of July break. President Trump has threatened a veto. President Trump wants Democrats to fix the nation's immigration laws now. On board